When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com. The ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. Big time thanks to Burn Dairy. Gas up your vehicle at participating locations in and around central New York. Burn Dairy, it's all good. Chocolate milk for the kids, and of course the coffee and donuts on your way into work as well. And a tip of the cap, thank you to Liverpool Physical Therapy, Rosie's Corner, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Tax efficient retirement planning. Make sure you go with Brian Conboy today at advisors.massmutual.com. He's also on Facebook and on LinkedIn as well. So here's a Houston Astros season preview. Again, I'm doing a lot of the heavy hitters and a lot of the teams that, you know, just kind of are intriguing to me. Number one, you know, I know Texas won the World Series last year. I know that they're in the same division. But to me, because, and yes, the sign-stealing thing and all the stuff that happened before, they didn't need to cheat. The Astros are just that good. You know, I hate, that's the thing. I hate it when the best of the best still feel a need to cheat. Even though there wasn't drug testing in baseball, why did Bonds, A-Rod, and all these guys, Clemens, have to do steroids when they were already elite players and at the top of the sport? It just, it's so frustrating. Same thing with the Spygate. Why even try it or test it when you're already the best? What do you gain when you? I mean, you're already winning the right way. It just doesn't make sense. And the same thing with Houston as well. I just always hated that. Like, I could see the 35th best player at spring training using steroids to try to make a roster here. I guess it's ego, money, greed, and all the rest, right? And Sosa McGuire did it. Then Bonds comes on. It's following, and they're all sheep. And I don't know. It really bothers you as somebody who's a sports fan and somebody who, you know, works in sports media, is that the best of the best have to also cheat on top of that when they're already, I don't know, they're already dominating, and they don't need it. You know, go win the right way. So anyways, Houston, not needing any of that through the years. They are, right now, in my opinion, still far and away the best team in the American League. And I know that the Rangers won the World Series last year and all the rest, but the reality of the situation is this team is so locked and loaded every single year, it isn't even funny. Remember, heading into the 2014 season, the Astros had never won the World Series and had just one pennant. They'd been to the playoffs 9 times and had one 100-win season. Coming off 3 straight 100-loss seasons, in 2014, we're talking about 70 wins was a real progress, right? Last 9 seasons, here we go. You ready? Astros, gone to the playoffs 8 times. They've gone to the ALCS 7 times. They have 4 pennants, 2 World Series titles. They won 100-plus games 4 times and went from laughingstock to, you know, that decorated villain in about a decade, right? And we know what the deal is, right? I mean, their total odd wins projection or whatever, you know, the win total projection, the odds, whatever you call it, you know, it was like 90 wins last year. People are saying it's around 93, 94 this year. I'm going to go up to 98, 99-ish, 100-ish. I think they're going to be in that area. Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, Jose Abreu. I mean, come on, man. Diaz, McCormick, Jeremy Pena at short. Remember a couple years ago, started in the World Series as a rookie. Jake Myers, right? Redonkulous lineup. Best lineup in the AL by far. One of the best lineups in baseball. Can go head-to-toe with anybody, including the LA Dodgers. Now, the rotation is projected this way to start the season. And this is where some teams should gain on, not gain, but if you have an opportunity to gain on Houston, it's got to be in the first 3 or so months of the year, right? Because they have some major, major hits to the rotation as far as injury. I still think they're going to be fine. Framber Valdez is an ace, right? Verlander might get a bit of a late start after the offseason shoulder issues, but he probably won't be out long. I'm going to peg him into the number 2 spot here. Again, he might miss a week, might miss a, you know, 2-3 weeks. There had been some projected comeback time of like late May that I read a couple weeks ago. Now that's changed quite a bit, apparently, with the soreness in the shoulder. People are expecting him back, like, if he's going to miss any time, like a week or two into the season. I'm holding out. I'm waiting to see. Worst case scenario, I think he'll be back by, like, you know, the first week of May. Worst case. So we go Framber Valdez, we go Justin Verlander, Christian Javier, we go Hunter Brown, and then we go Jose Urquidy. I mean, that is a devastating, devastating rotation. Again, best in the AL. They have the best lineup, best rotation, and they do have the best bullpen too, which I'm going to get to in a second. You got Ronald Blanco and JP France, which add depth to it, right? You got Lance McCullers Jr., remember, with a flexor tendon surgery. He's going to return for the second half, and it's possible that you're going to get Luis Garcia back from Tommy John right around, like, Labor Day. I mean, are you kidding me right now? You already have those 5 guys in there, the 2 depth pieces I mentioned, and McCullers Jr. back from the flexor and Luis Garcia. You could almost plug in the latter 2 if your rotation is intact into the bullpen or as long men and just have them ready in the postseason that way and then come right back as starters next year. Ridiculous. Then in the offseason, what do? They go out and get Josh Hader. So you have a setup guy in Josh Hader, 2 fireballers in Brian Abreu and Ryan Presley in front of him. And then you've got a middle relief that is Seth Martinez, Parker Mushinski, and Rafael Montero, and a long man of Brandon Bielak. I mean, that's unstoppable, right? Now, Kendall Graveman's an interesting deal here because he had shoulder surgery. There's a lot of shoulder and elbow surgeries with Houston, by the way, in January, and expected to be out for the entire year. So what you're going to see is basically what I was just telling you. You have McCullers Jr. maybe when he comes back, Luis Garcia when he comes back. But before then, you've got long men in the rotation slash long man role in terms of France or your Urquidy, even could swing down to the bullpen to get help, you know, if the rotation is full, right? Now, Houston, I thought, masked a lot of issues last year, despite coming, you know, within one win of the World Series, right? I mean, they were still right there. But they had a lot of issues, but they overcame them because that's what championship teams do. Look at the Chiefs this year. It was a different flavor of ice cream. They still went to the Super Bowl and won it, right? Injuries hampered them, no doubt. McCullers, Urquidy, and Garcia. You know, you had to trade for Verlander less than a year after, you know, letting him walk. Alvarez, you know, was shrunk into 114 games. Altuve in just 90. So you had guys miss a lot of time. Javier did not look that great last year in the rotation. Fastball lost a step. A lot of tape out on him. Brown was needed in the rotation for a long time. And, you know, that work hurt him, right? 5-plus ERA as a rookie. Peña was good at the plate. You know, lost, you know, was good at the plate, not great. Lost some power from that rookie year. Abreu struggled. Bregman was up and down. And, you know, they were terrible at home, right? I mean, that's usually a tremendous home team. Tremendous. But they were 39-42 at home. And they had a mark that was similar to the Angels and the Pirates and the Red Sox, right? But they went undefeated on the road in the playoffs at 5-0. And when you look at that, you're like, well, wait a minute. If you can go 5-0 at home or on the road, then you should win the World Series. Well, they didn't. They were 1-5 at home. That home mark cost them. So they went 40-47, you know, when you combine all of that, you know, and that's very rare, right? Very rare. Again, I think they can work it out, no problem. You know, and another one that's really interesting too is, you know, former manager Dusty Baker, who made a big deal about, you know, how great the Martin Maldonado worked. He's gone and Diaz takes over as the catcher. That to me is going to be a tremendous thing to look at. This is going to be an X factor situation, okay? Because they loved Maldonado. The rotation really got along well with him. But Astros pitchers had a 3.91 ERA with him behind the plate. Also about below 4 compared to 4 plus with Diaz, right? It was a 2.91 with Maldonado in 2022. So we'll see what happens, right? Sometimes the catching change doesn't matter, but in others, it seemed to really hurt a team. Take a look at Yadi Molina, right? With the Cardinals. So I would pay attention to the catcher position this year. I think that's X Factor City, especially with the rotation, possible shuttling of players in and out because of the shoulder and elbow issues with many players. And, you know, you also now have a new manager, right? We know that after that sign-stealing scandal, you know, had the Astros as villains. You know, they brought in Dusty Baker, turning some things around. Win the pennant in 21, you win it all in 2022. Fell short last year, but Baker's tenure was a tremendous success. He came in, he righted the ship. You know, he cooled a lot of the heat that was going on with Houston, and ba-boom. Now you got Joe Espada in there, and he's been really thrown around as a possible candidate for a long time, but passed over. So, you know, you're talking about a bench coach there in 18, and now he's the manager. You know, he's learned behind AJ Hinch. He's learned behind Baker. He's also never been the manager. So there will be a transition phase. So pay attention to manager and catcher this year in terms of new blood for Houston. The bar is raised. There's no doubt about it. Last year was a failure for them. For a lot of other teams, that's a success. I'm going to get to what I think the Astros will do in 2024 next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends at the Allen Angus Pub. Before and after all the big events in Central New York, make sure you stop by for the best darn Angus burger in town. The Allen Angus Pub is the official pub of the Platter, and thanks as well to Brewerton Ace Hardware, CH Insurance, Liverpool Physical Therapy, and friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, as well as Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. How far can they go? Tremendous rotation, tremendous lineup, tremendous bullpen with the addition of Josh Hader, new blood with the catcher, new blood with the manager. I'll tell you why I think the Houston Astros are going back to the World Series in 2024. That's coming up next here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our title sponsor, Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices, together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare and CH Insurance. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter for past interviews with big-time guests, including Matt Langle, head men's basketball coach of the Raiders, as Colgate takes on Baylor in the NCAA tournament this Friday, the 14th, against the 3. And a tip of that cap, thank you as well to associate sponsors Camilla's Golf Club, Rosie's Corner, and, of course, Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. I got them going back to the World Series, the Houston Astros, because they have incredible talent, they have incredible depth, and they have anything and everything to beat you in a baseball game. 2-0, 2-1, 4-1, 5-2, 10-3 with, you know, going offensive. If a pitcher has an off day, sure. They got lefties and righties coming out of the bullpen. They've got a lefty as an ace, and then they have right-handed pitchers the rest of the way. The depth with Blanco and France. Couple of guys get hurt, no problem. They have elite setup men to get to Hader. And, you know, I don't know if a new catcher is going to be that much of a difference. It's somebody who does have experience with the staff. He learned under Maldonado. And you have a manager who learned under Baker and Hinch. So do you really need Joe McCarthy to walk through those doors? Do you really need, you know, a Bruce Bochy to handle this team? Probably not. Jason Castro, you know, here's one too. When you look at the catcher position, you never know. But in smaller samples in 21 and 22 combined, he had a better catcher ERA than Maldonado. But the love wasn't there as much. Right? Diaz, the love seems to be there. That's one of the big differences. They love throwing to Maldonado. Castro in small sample sizes, the numbers were great. But did the pitchers have an emotional connection? The emotional connection with the catcher and the numbers are important. Let's see what happens with this move. This is going to be a very interesting situation with Diaz taking over. But I don't think they'll miss a beat. They're the Astros, for goodness sakes. I think Yadier Diaz will be fine, and I think the manager situation will be fine as well for the Houston Astros. And I've got them winning the pennant behind Joe Espada as new manager. Diaz is the catcher. I think they're going to get guys back. I think even if they lose people, Verlander, maybe it's 3 weeks, maybe it's four, maybe it's not. You know, we'll see what happens with McCullers and everybody else. But I don't think they'll miss a beat because I think they're so deep. I think they're hungry and pissed from last year. You know, Luis Garcia, could you imagine adding Luis Garcia to either your long man stable or the starting rotation in, you know, around Labor Day, this after the trade deadline? I mean, yeah, I got Houston going back to the World Series, but I think they lose to the Atlanta Braves in 2024. Mike Lindsley with you here, ML Sports Platter, all brought to you by our good friends at Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. That's welchjewelers.com. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State, and CH Insurance. Make sure you bundle that home and auto with CH Insurance today. Log on to chinsurance.cc and find out more. Bundle your home and auto. Save cash. And remember, you can't spell cash without CH at chinsurance.cc. And I do want to shout out Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community. You got to get a free tour today from Courtney, 315-400-9666, holidayseniorliving.com for more information. It's an all-inclusive amenity situation. They have a shuttle. They have heat and hot water included, your cable included, electric and more. Studio, one bedroom and two bedroom apartments. Maybe you have a friend or family member getting a little bit up there in age. They want a more safe and secure environment. It's an independent living, but does have care available in the community. It's considered age in place care at a separate cost. Set up a meeting with my friend Courtney at 315-496-66. That's 315-496-66. Courtney of Maple Downs Senior Living Community is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Should be a pennant-winning year for the Houston Astros. And my final thought, too, by the way, is the competition. Come on. The American League, it's just kind of, eh. This isn't the NL. You don't have the Braves and the Phillies and the Dodgers and the Giants and the Padres and maybe an up-and-coming Cinderella in the Central. And, I mean, the AL Central is extremely weak. Texas coming off a World Series win. We haven't had a World Series repeat winner since the 2000 Yankees. The AL East, a lot of people think it's the deepest, best division. But really, Baltimore has to keep that winning standard up from last year. Are they sustainable? We don't know yet. Toronto, they haven't been ready yet. The Yankees, please, Brian Cashman, as long as he's GM, they're not a threat. The Red Sox stink. The Rays, they might make the playoffs, but I don't think they're World Series quality. Who's left then? Nobody in the Central. The Rangers in the West. That's the biggest competition for Houston and maybe Baltimore. And they're nowhere near the lineup, the bullpen, and the rotation that Houston is. And the hunger's there from last year for Houston. I have them winning the pennant in 2024. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.